This first section is all about scheduling, okay? And some of the ways that I build into this practice ritual, if you will, are gonna seem a little bit odd to you, but I want you to understand why it's important that we build it this way, why I have gone through painstaking lengths to make sure that every element of this is in place as it should be, okay? Nothing's there by chance. And I want to go at that in the direction of, at first, distilling this myth of the 10,000-hour rule. Now, you may not have heard of this 10,000-hour rule, the better for you if you haven't. But I want to break it down and explain it a little bit. Not that it's untrue, just the myth that surrounds it. Okay, there was this great study, and I've actually linked to it in some of the resources and some of the additional reading resources. And it's the role of deliberate practice in the acquisition of expert performance. It's done by a professor, I believe K. Anders Ericsson was the name, and his colleagues, okay? And so this whole paper is a pretty heady read, but it's the best read you can get your hands on if you want to understand the role of very deliberate actions and activities and practice in acquiring an expert level of performance in whatever field you may be working on. Now, this was made popularized by a book that Malcolm Gladwell put out called Outliers. Also an excellent read. But what people do is they misread it. They misinterpret it. They gloss over some of the things. And it makes really two large premises that, in my mind, stick out. And that is, number one, that really no artist of worth across any field has made a contribution to that field unless they've been practicing in that field, working on that thing for any less than 10 years. So 10 years or more, and we can count on like one hand how many prodigies have been able to do this. And even when they do it, even whenever you have your Bobby Fischers in chess, they still are just under that 10-year rule. And that means that they have to be in that field for 10 years, practicing, active, working on things. Okay, that's the first thing. The second premise is that this study concluded was that it takes 10,000 hours of deliberate practice to become an expert in a field. And what you had was Malcolm Gladwell, who did a great book, a great job on his book Outliers. But people read that and then they go away and they go, I just need to put in my hours. Like they're clocking in at, you know, Taco Bell or something. Like, I just need to put in those hours. I'm going to be done. So they go sit in a practice room. And I was guilty of doing this. In college, I did this. I had these long 8-10 hour practice days. It's not that I didn't get anything from it. It's just I look back now and go, man, I could have gotten so much more from it if I would have known what I know now. And that is that your practice time has to be deliberate. So the thing that people miss when they hear 10,000 hours is it takes 10,000 hours. They just hear that. They don't hear the of deliberate practice. Okay? We're going to talk about what deliberate practice is. But I want you to get over this myth that you can just clock into your practice time and mindlessly go through things. Okay? You can't do that. There's good practice, there's bad practice. There are better times to practice. There are activities you need to be involved in outside of practice that help you recover for your next practice session. There's quality versus quantity. We have to look at all of these things. All practice is not created equal. And those that are at the top of their field practice in different ways. Okay, so the encouraging thing for me, knowing about the 10,000 hour rule, is that's 10,000 hours to become an expert. Now, maybe you don't want to become an expert. You're like, Stephen, I just want to play better. I just want to make my time more useful. Well, that's why I've laid out the course how I've laid it out. Because if we break that out, in the study, they do violin. They look at some violin players. So everyone studied there started at the average age of 8. And by age 18, they had accumulated over 7,400 hours worth of deliberate practice. Now that seems like a lot, like wow. But you'll notice that 8 to 18 is what? That's 10 years. Oh wow, so they've got that number one thing, they've been in it 10 years. So they're well on their way. Well, 7,400 hours, that's a lot of time, but if you break that down by years, if you go 10 years and I practice 1.5 to 2 hours a day, let's just say 2 hours a day to make it nice and even. If you do that for 10 years, do you know how much time you've practiced? How many deliberate practice hours? 7,300. You're like, Stephen, that's a lot of hours. Yeah, but it's only 1.5 to 2 hours a day. So if you're telling me, like, I can only get an hour to an hour and a half every day, hey, that's awesome. Do that year in, year out, and make it as productive as possible. That's reassuring to me. to be like, wow, that's amazing. People are always asking about how much time they should practice. And I'm always like, well, I mean, there's these studies that tell you, you know, it's by age 13, these violinists were practicing 13 to 14 hours a week. That's only 2 hours a day, a little less than 2 hours a day. So people have this myth that they need to put in these 8 and 10 and 12 hour days, and it's actually counterintuitive. It flies in the face of what we think, more time, better. We live in a more and more society, but actually the less, more focused time you put in is what you need to be doing. So I would rather you get 1 hour of extremely focused time killing this one topic than have 5 hours of going in there and not being focused. This whole course is designed to give you a deliberate practice session, to make it as rewarding, to make it as productive as possible. You squeeze every ounce out of the time that you have. And doing that is going to enable you to have this more relaxed life, to have a better time outside of the practice sessions. It's going to allow you to be relaxed and to understand you're doing all you need to do. I mean, come on, the experts, they're only practicing 2 hours a day by the time they reach 18. Now, it amps up a little bit, but there has not been one expert that I've come across that could do more than 4 hours of deliberate practice every day or deliberate work. Writers that make a full-time living, they can't do it. They schedule their writing time for 3 or 4 hours a day. You have these artists and these, it spans across, it doesn't, it's not conducive to any one environment. I mean, it goes across all fields. Any more than that, and actually the levels go down, your productivity goes down. Actually, they say after 2 hours, the productivity starts to wane, and by 4 hours, it's almost non-existent. So that's, I just wanted to approach the 10,000 hour rule. Yeah, 10,000 hours of deliberate practice. And that seems like a lot until you also look at the other premise of, oh wow, so no less than 10 years. So if you just do an hour and a half to 2 hours a day for 10 years, you're almost there. A couple more years and you're there, okay? I want to ingrain that in you. You do not have to devote 8 to 10 hours to this. So now that that myth is dispelled, let's go on to the number one practice killer, and that's focus.